Corn Jewelers, this is Lauren.
Lauren, it's Mick.
Hey, how are you?
Good, very good, thank you. You still don't sound like it quite yet.
I'm tired. Yeah. It's been a busy few weeks for me.
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, besides it being Mother's Day, me and Dustin are renovating his grandmother's house, and then I've got niece getting married, and she's trying to move into their house that's getting finished, and so I'm trying to help them.
That's a lot going on.
Yes, yeah, so we had the bachelorette thing this last weekend, and then Mother's Day business, then Mother's Day family day, and it's just like I'm ready for a break.
Yeah, you could take a little mini vacation.
Yeah, I know. Memorial Day weekend, can't get here fast enough.
Well, hopefully you get that rest. I
yes.
Just checking on if the client had taken a look at the ovals yet.
Nope, he stood me up. I'm going to send him back to you. I've texted him three times, and I can't get a reply from him. I got a reply from him the first week whenever they were here. He said, yeah, I'm going to come by. I'm going to try to get away and get by there either, you know, not tomorrow, but the day after the next. I said, okay, great. Never saw him.
Yeah, I mean, barring chaining them to a desk until your diamonds come in, I don't know how to get them to come back or at least be kind enough to reply. So,
And how do you keep, because, like, this guy seemed really eager. Like, you know, how do you, because now paying shipping to go back, it sucks.
If I had that magic bullet, I would share it with you. Well, because if you think about it, there's an infinite amount of reasons why they don't come back or, like, they stop replying. And it's there's no magic one catch-all, you know, to cover everything. So, if that wasn't an empty question, that was a sincere question, I would start. Maybe creating a log of like when you like maybe a memo log to find out who's calling out to order, what the outcomes are, and you might start to see a commonality. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I know usually everybody likes to pull out of their back pocket, I'm just going to start charging them a $50 deposit. And I'm like, for all the years I've done this, I've never heard of anybody that was successful doing that.
Yeah.
So that's not the right way.
Yeah.
So, okay, get that one out of your bag of tricks. What's another option? And you just kind of keep on playing with it until you find something that works better than the others.
Yeah.
So
it's very frustrating.
I do actually have a client. He's in Louisiana. And he, over time, just started saying, you know, I'm thrilled to be getting these in for you. I do need, you know, I just want you to know it does cost for us to bring these in. There is a financial aspect to this that, you know, on good faith, we're getting these in for you. Hey, I also understand that we like to shop and we like to look at things and you might find something. This is how you kind of role play it. You say the dumb things first. But, like, basically, hey, I'm going to go to the expense because I have faith that you're going to come back. Good, bad, or indifferent. The only thing I ask is that when I reach out to you, can I get a phone number that I can call you that I'm not concerned if she's nearby? Like, is there a way that we can communicate and kind of chip away at it that way? So, I don't know.
Maybe.
If I hear something that's worth talking about, I'll share it with you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. So, I will get these coming back, and we'll get them next time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Feel better. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.